Yeah, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, joined by John Ford, Riley County Commissioner, and Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs on the program here today. And we're going to talk a little bit now about LAVTR, which is the Local Ad Valorem Tax Reduction. I think I said that right.
There's an F on the end of that for fund if you want to talk okay. about the fund itself. But yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, this is something I know Commissioner Wells has been kind of an expert on, it seems like, here for the last, I don't know how long, but... There's been more discussion about this. I know there was an article in the Mercury this weekend about it as well. Where are we at in terms of that whole thing being resolved?
Let me kind of maybe start with the timeline on it so kind of everybody kind of knows what the process has been. There's two specific funds, this one and a county city road fund. When the state collects their taxes, they're supposed to kind of move some funds back into those that come back to the local end to take care of some roads and those kind of infrastructural projects on the CCR side, and then for actual property tax reduction on the other one. 66, 67 somewhere is when it was originally established. They've been funded to some extent to the statutory requirements until 1997. And incrementally, all the way up to 2002, the state had kind of started reducing those funds. From 2002 to where we find ourselves at now, neither one of them have been funded at all. And, we're talking billions and billions of dollars that doesn't come back into the local economies for either one of those two funds. Many people within Riley County over the last handful of years have been kind of arguing for that. As you mentioned, Commissioner Wells at the beginning of 2017 really kind of made a push to do the research and really see what the loss is and, you know, what we're able to do. You know, for instance, just to give an example, if we'd had $1 million worth of that LAVTR this year, our property tax increase that was, 2.14 would have been very, very minimal at best. So that just kind of gives you an example of where that could be. And I use $1 million because that's just a nice, round, easy figure to kind of work with there. But the discussion has kind of turned on that. You know, the Senate had came up with Senate Bill 190 basically to eliminate both of those funds and kind of push that in another direction. Didn't really take a heed or really didn't go through the committee process, at least in the last session. So, we were hopeful for that. And we've been discussing that very, very heavily in both of our legislative luncheons. Gary County's had one recently. Some other counties are getting on board doing the research and the numbers. The Wichita Eagle also had an article on this last Monday, Tuesday, somewhere in there. Basically, what's happened here over the course of the summer is the governor, as well as her budget team, have been kind of looking into this, as well as the interim tax committee that's been put together. And both of them are speaking very favorably about returning some of that funds. I don't know to what extent or how much it's going to be or what formulas are going to be used for that. And I don't even know that's going to happen soon. The Kansas legislature, at least through appropriations, has basically deemed those funds empty until after fiscal year 2023, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it may be after that. It may be before that. What I'm hopeful for the most right now is that we at least keep the statutes in place and try to at least work from that point moving forward on trying to return some type of funding to offset that. Because, all around the state you hear this. It isn't just Riley County or Pottawatomie County or Gary County, but property taxes are going up. And, as the state economy kind of recovers, some of that money needs to trickle back down locally so that the citizens of Kansas can benefit from that too. So that's kind of where we're at with that. We're glad that the conversation's alive. We're glad that the right people are aware of it and trying to at least work on it. Big thanks, obviously, to Commissioner Wells and Senator Tom Hawk for actually going up, of course, over the summer and talking to the governor and her team about that specifically. So it's good to hear that, at least on the local end, we're making a push for that. It'll be challenging in 2020 to probably get anything done. Just with everything else that's on the plate for the legislature, it being election year where the entire legislature's up, there's always going to be a little bit of politics in there. But as long as we know that we have something on the table and we can get somewhere, we'll continue to work and battle for it as well as myself. And I can tell you that KAC and the League of Municipalities and as well as our contract lobbyists are all on board with trying to get some of that funding back to provide some relief to the taxpaying citizens of both Riley County and Kansas.
Well, just thinking of about a year ago, I think when I first started hearing more about this from Commissioner Wells, at that point, there wasn't a lot of people coming on board to this whole talk. And now There's at least discussion going on at the legislative level, which I think has got to make you guys pretty, I don't know, pretty pleased.
Yeah, and with that, there's also discussion happening within other counties, which I think is truly important to get to that point. The more numbers there, probably the better off that's going to be. I know at our last legislative luncheon that we had here just right before Thanksgiving, we had a couple other counties. Some members from Finney County were on board. We've had some people from Marshall County in attendance. We've had discussions with both Leavenworth and Wyandotte County on this particular issue. They're looking into doing something similar with their legislative group. Montgomery County was another one that talked about it. So there's a wide variety of just counties and just the large counties. But, you know, they're trying to understand that, you know, some of this has very important value back to not just counties, but even municipalities and local school boards, which local school boards basically operate completely off of property tax. So to provide that balance and, you know, that practical sense of being able to do what you need to do, but being able to have some funds to offset that, of course, along the way, would mean a lot to, you know, everybody in the, you know, pays taxes in the state of Kansas.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, and you know, the budget's the most important thing here for you as a commissioner. You've had a little bit of discussions about where you're at in the budget here versus last year. What can you tell us about the expenditure report that you guys looked at yesterday?
Yeah, basically we've kind of moved some things around through some funds to get some stuff done to get potentially through the end of the year. There's no increase in actual property tax or anything in that, but some departments have some outside funds and they want to shift some funds in to fill in some gaps and to do some things. We're trying to finish up a couple of projects, a couple of which we kind of had to put off through the year because of flooding and some other issues, and just to get us to that point. It's hard to believe that we're getting awfully close to 2020, you know, into 2020, and then of course fiscal year 2021 is just right around the corner. So we're getting pretty close to that. I think we've done pretty well currently. We're all of our targets are pretty much online to fill out the year. 2020, you know, will also be interesting. It's an election year, so there'll be a lot more election staff, for instance, in the clerk's department, so there'll be some extra personnel too. We had that extra pay period that had to be accounted for within next year's budget as well, and some of those projects that maybe we had to put off this year because of flooding, we may have to return and have to discuss on doing, you know, in 2021 and incorporate that into the 2021 budget. So,
all right, well, it's interesting.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, well, lots to cover there. And Julie, as far as the health department is concerned, what are you most looking forward to here in 2020?
Oh, a lot of things. I think I'm looking forward to the community needs assessment results. That will give us a better indication of what we need to be working toward for the next 5 years. So I'm really looking forward to that. But just getting to know the staff a little bit better, that's been one of my most immediate goals, is to just get to know what their challenges are and be able to help them to be able to serve the community better. So that's been one thing that I've been really trying to work toward more is just being a part of the staff meetings and working with them individually to just understand what they do on a daily basis so that I can better serve them.
All right. Well, it's good to have you on board here. And I know that it sounds like they're excited to have you there. And hopefully it's a nice long tenure for you.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you.
All right. Julie Gibbs, Health Department Director, John Ford, Riley County Commissioner. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, stay tuned. More in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.